Imagine being young, full of life, and suddenly facing a loss you never saw coming, paralyzed and unsure what's next. That's what happened to Giacomo Gallione. He thought he had lost everything, but his journey took a turn that changed his life and the lives of many others. Stay tuned to hear this incredible story and the inspiring lesson it holds for us all. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome to Following Padre Pio. Whether you're a returning viewer or new to our channel, we're thrilled to have you here. Padre Pio, a Capuchin friar and a miracle worker, continues to inspire and intercede today. Discover how his legacy can touch your life and your loved ones. Subscribe now and let's begin this spiritual journey together. Now on to today's story. Today I'd like to share with you a story that's not about a miraculous physical healing, but rather a transformation of the soul, a miracle of the heart. This account comes from Padre Pio, the Saint of the Third Millennium by Olivo Cesca, and it reveals how suffering, when united with the cross of Christ, can become a source of meaning and even joy. It's the story of Giacomo Gallione, a man whose encounter with Padre Pio changed not only his perspective on his own suffering, but also the lives of countless others. Listen to this. Giacomo Gallione, the eldest son of a noble family, grew up pampered by everyone. Rich, charming, and full of life, he was the dream of all the girls his age. But in 1912, at just 16, everything changed. He began feeling pain in his left heel, followed by swelling in his joints. Within weeks, he was completely paralyzed, unable even to feed himself. The most renowned specialists were consulted, and treatments ranging from hot baths to surgeries were attempted, all in vain. Yet Giacomo refused to give up. He loved life and clung to the hope that one day he would be healed. At the age of 19, he fell in love with his cousin who lived in the same palace. Every day he was taken to his aunt's apartment to spend some time with her. Together they made plans for a marriage, certain that one day he would be cured. Giacomo showered her with gifts. Rings, necklaces, gold bracelets. She had become the center of his world, making him forget, at least for a while, the suffering of his illness. At first, their families allowed the romance to continue, but reality soon set in. His aunt, seeing that there was little hope of Giacomo's recovery, made a difficult decision. She ended the relationship, unwilling to see her daughter tied to a paralyzed man for life. As you can imagine, the news sent Giacomo into despair. He grabbed a pair of scissors and tried to cut his own throat. From that moment on, he sank into a deep depression, requiring constant supervision. He barely ate, cursed his fate, and refused to see any purpose in life. He no longer wanted to live. This torment lasted for 7 years. Then, in 1919, when Giacomo was 23 years old, everything changed. He came across an article about Padre Pio and the miraculous healings he performed. For the first time in years, a spark of hope ignited in his heart. "I want to go to Padre Pio," he announced to his family. He even began making plans again with his cousin, certain that this trip would bring his long-awaited cure. But his parents were worried. What if he wasn't healed? What if his fragile spirit collapsed into an even darker despair? Still, Giacomo was determined, and so the family set off for San Giovanni Rotondo. After confession, Giacomo later recounted, Padre Pio looked at me with his deep, beautiful eyes, without saying a word. But his innocent, childlike smile stayed with me forever in my heart. Then the real miracle happened. Not the one he had expected, but one far greater. After years of praying for healing, Giacomo suddenly no longer desired to be cured. In that moment, something inside him transformed. Seeing Padre Pio marked with the wounds of Christ, he realized that his suffering had a purpose. For the first time, he saw meaning in his pain. Padre Pio revealed to him a profound truth. Suffering, when united with Christ, becomes redemptive. Giacomo returned home a changed man. At first, his family was concerned, as he hadn't been cured, at least not physically. But he was no longer the same. The despair was gone. He laughed, joked, and spoke about life with a newfound purpose. He had discovered his mission: to help others who suffered find meaning in their pain. Giacomo founded the Apostolate of Suffering, a movement dedicated to the sick and disabled. He taught them that their suffering was a powerful gift when offered to God. Many sick people feel useless, mere burdens on society. But Giacomo showed them that, as members of the mystical body of Christ, they could help in the salvation of souls. Their suffering, when united with Christ's, could change the world. He became a beacon of hope, receiving many visitors seeking advice and writing an astonishing 3,500 letters a year to those in need of encouragement, about 10 letters per day. He also wrote articles for Catholic publications, organized pilgrimages for the sick to places like Lourdes, Loreto, and even San Giovanni Rotondo. Giacomo died in May 1962, 6 years before Padre Pio. Just before his death, he received a final message from Padre Pio: with Jesus on the cross, with Jesus in the holy paradise. And with that, we conclude today's story. Thank you for watching. If you enjoyed this video, please like and share to help spread Padre Pio's message. Don't forget to subscribe and click the bell so you never miss our latest uploads. Want to deepen your connection with Padre Pio? Consider becoming a protected child of Padre Pio, a special way to grow spiritually and be part of our prayerful community. You'll find a link to the join page in the description below. Check out the recommended videos on the end screen or click the links in the description for more inspiring content, including our Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day playlist. May Our Lady and Padre Pio bless you, and we'll see you in the next video.